Could you please read the sentences on the screen out loud?
Excuse me.
You can read them out loud.
Read out. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. Yes, I can take the bus to the New York City with only $11.
Good. What is the price of a bus ticket?
The bus ticket, the price of the bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15? No,
I said that the bus ticket is $11. Some English learners may find it hard to understand the difference between cardinal and ordinal numbers. Cardinal numbers are used for counting, such as the 4 in 4 apples. When we talk about dates and the orders of things, we use ordinal numbers. Ordinal numbers have a suffix uris after the number. An example of an ordinal number is the 4th in the 4th of July.
When we want to count something, should we use cardinal or ordinal numbers?
If you want to count a thing, you need to use a cardinal number.
4th is a cardinal number.
No, 4th is a ordinal number. New York City offers a wide range of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Thank you. Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, you can go shopping in the Soho.
What can you watch in the West Village?
You can watch the foreign movies in the West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
I'm sorry, I don't said in the West Village we can see the Hollywood movies.
What did you say again? So you said in the West Village.
In the West Village we can see the foreign movies, but I'm not sure if it is Hollywood movies. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk back and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 3 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue. Yes, the High Line Park is in the 11th Avenue.
Right. The High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, the High Line Park is in the 11th Avenue.
Could you please read about?
There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. In Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too. Yes, the cloister is in the northern Manhattan. Yes, the cloister is a part of the Metropolitan Museum. Yeah, the cloister is located in the south of Manhattan. Oh, the cloister is located in the 11th Avenue. The cloister is not in the southern Manhattan. It is located in the northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of the North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes. Yes, the Rock Mountains is the American continent is located it's divided into South America and North America. Yeah, the Rocky Mountains is located in the North America. No, the Rocky Mountains is located into North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other line, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other line. Yeah, the solid line means that cars could not cross another lane. Yeah, the two-way roads use yellow. No, the two-way roads use the yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural area are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in the urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture. Yes, the wildlife is more frequently to view in the rural areas. No, the agriculture is the main source of income in the rural areas.